Welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast, where we discuss dynasty strategy, rankings, and all things NFL. So get ready to geek out on fantasy football with your host, Rich Dotson.
And welcome to the Dynasty Nerds Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Rich Dotson. He's Matt O'Hara.
Hey, hey.
He's Garrett Price.
How's it going?
On the board is Jared Wackerly.
What's up?
And we're back. Today, we're doing our award show.
So dumb.
For all those 90s kids out there.
So dumb.
Was that before or after the Budweiser frogs?
I want to say after.
I don't remember.
Around the same time.
Yeah. They were all somewhere between 98 and 2003.
Mm-hmm. When commercials were good.
Yeah.
And you look forward to them.
Yeah.
The Was Up and the Budweiser commercial. Yeah. Now you look back to it, like there's a couple frogs.
I know.
Yeah. Our expectations were very low back
then. We weren't so high on dopamine at that point.
That is true.
That is true.
That was it. Ooh, here's my. Those were the TikToks. Back then.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
your 30-second little videos were the commercials.
Everybody run to the TV. Look, it's on.
So it is award season. You know, they just had whatever awards they just had for those elitists out there, Hollywood actors that think they're sweet.
I don't follow.
I have no idea. I don't follow either.
Right. The only reason I know anything about it is I just heard about Taylor Swift getting dissed again. That's the only reason I even know anything.
From that guy. It wasn't funny. She wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
Get with it. Come on. Travis Kelce. He's the greatest fantasy football tight end of all time.
I'm sure he's the one that is the catch in that group there.
Think he is?
Travis Kelce?
Taylor Swift.
Killer Trav? Come on.
Taylor Swift's definitely the catch. She's worth billions.
So Oscars are coming up. I know that's coming up. Hopefully nobody gets slapped.
Love is priceless, Garrett.
That's true.
Love is priceless.
That is accurate.
What were you saying?
There's a price on love.
Don't get all materialistic on us right now.
You can buy my love.
You know. Tay-Tay can.
I mean, let's not tell you.
Tay-Tay can. She's a billionaire.
I need you, Rich. All right.
How much do you need me?
How many zeros?
There's a really long path we could go down with that conversation.
Anyways, it is award season.
Most of our stuff does go down a path.
Yeah,
not when I'm here.
That's from between the shows. In between shows, we'll go down those paths, not here.
Between those sheets with all those zeros. It's award season.
It's award season.
So we're doing our Dynasty Awards. We do this every year.
Best between the sheets. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were telling me why you're the best between the sheets. I was like, I'm interested.
Spreadsheets.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's not what I was meaning.
Come on, let's get going. Sorry.
So, we're doing our award show. Tomorrow's show is going to be the headlines. Talk about, the headlines going into the 2024 season.
Yeah, things we need to be thinking about. Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to kick off the award show here. Nobody has an idea who their own winner is. We all have our own
selections.
So does this mean that we're going to maybe crown some, consensus winners?
There could be a consensus. I feel like this very first one will probably be consensus.
I ended up switching one guy from one award to another award.
I would say there is a guy that I feel like could win many of these awards.
I flipped.
We didn't give any rules for these.
We didn't. We usually don't.
These things are free for all.
There's like guidelines.
Are there though?
Sure.
But I didn't do anybody twice. Did anyone else?
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay. I didn't either.
Matt doesn't like sloppy seconds.
He's a hit and quit it kind of guy.
Just one and done. That's it. So I'm glad we all at least follow the same rules, because I do feel like there's a guy on here that could have been for like five different awards.
Oh, 100%. Sure.
There's a few
of them.
I took
one guy off and moved. I was like, okay, this he fits. Yeah. But I got down a list. I went one by one and I got the one question. I was like, ooh, this guy fits better.
So this will add some intrigue and be a little bit, we'll see if we get some consensuses or if there's just these guys are kind of splattershot all over the place.
Like Garrett's arm?
Exactly. What is it? The
airsoft.
Airsoft.
Which is an odd name because it's not soft.
No, which is even weirder to call it airsoft because it's called paintball.
Yeah, it looks like assault, brother.
No, there's no paint.
Yeah.
There's no paint. They're just little tiny plastic BBs.
Oh, so it's not airsoft. Oh, wait, paintball.
That's paintball.
That's paintball.
Airsoft is basically BB guns, more or less.
Oh, you're crazy.
But they're plastic ones, not metal.
Oh, by the look of your arm, that made a big difference.
Yeah. So they're about 22 sized hard plastic BBs.
Yeah. Let's call it airsoft.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Air.
You're alive.
It's a high powered air rifle.
I am alive.
With not soft plastic.
Hey, Dynasty nerds, it's time to take your Dynasty game to the next level with FFPC's Dynasty Startup Leagues. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just getting started, FFPC has a league for you with entry fees ranging from $100 up to $5,000. Choose from a variety of formats, including Superflex, Best Ball Superflex, Triflex, 1QB, and Standard. With weekly lineups, waivers, trades, head-to-head matchups, and playoffs, FFPC's fully managed leagues provide the ultimate dynasty experience. Most importantly, the leagues are here to stay. FFPC has never had a dynasty league fold. They manage the entire commissioner experience from buy-in management to fulfilling your orphans. FFPC is the perfect place to expand your dynasty league portfolio. And here's the best part. As Dynasty Nerds listener, you can get $25 off any entry fee as a new member when you use the promo code NERDS. Head over to myffpc.com now to draft your team, manage your roster, and dominate your league with FFPC. That's myffpc.com. Promo code NERDS for $25 off any entry fee for new members. FFPC, where dynasty dreams become a reality.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Perfect. All right. Let's kick it off with our first award of the evening. Our Dynasty.
Tay-Tay.
Now, these are all fantasy related.
No, these are. Taylor Swift.
Rookie of the year.
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, rookie of the year. She improved the NFL more than anybody else.
Obviously. Is her name Tay-Tay?
No.
I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I'm sorry.
No. I call her Tay-Tay.
Okay. I have no idea.
Tay-Tay Taylor.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know anything about her.
You're not a Swiftie? You almost said I'm not a Swiftie, but
you would have revealed yourself
that you knew more than you're leading on.
No, like my friend's daughters are like Swift. They love Taylor Swift.
My daughter loves Taylor
Swift. He refuses to say it.
Yeah.
What?
Taylor said Swiftie again.
I'll say Swiftie all day.
Oh, my daughter loves Swiftie.
DeAndre Swiftie.
Yeah. They're liking it.
Got it.
For New Year's Eve, it was the best. Matt's daughter was like, he went to my wife. He's like, she's like, can I give you a makeover? And my wife's like, yeah. And she did it and she put the makeup on and she steps back and she's like, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I died. It was the highlight of my whole New Year's Eve. Yes. So anyways, rookie of the year, Matt, who won your 2023 Dynasty Rookie of the Year?
Listen, there's a lot of guys that had excellent years, right?
Mm-hmm. CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud, Puka.
Puka, Kyren Williams.
Kyren Williams had a great year.
Kyren wasn't a rookie, though.
Kyren's not a rookie.
He had a great year.
You're right. Sorry.
He had a great year.
Who was I thinking of?
He's a sophomore.
You were thinking of Jameer Gibbs. Jameer Gibbs, probably. Or maybe Devon Achane had some very explosive moments.
Devon Achane, 7.04 yards per carry.
But for me, it's
all-time great.
It's got to be Sam LaPorta, right? I mean, this is a guy that came in and is the tight end one in his rookie season. He scored 239 points in PPR leagues, averaged 14.08 points per game, which was only bested by TJ Hockenson and Travis Kelce, who were at like 14.6. So you just don't see rookie seasons like this very often, and at a position where we're always starved for more big-time players. I think Sam LaPorta came in this year and really showed everyone that he is here to stay.
So we don't have consensus here, but I don't hate the selection.
Yeah.
But mine was, I thought this was the easiest one I had of all the questions, and it was Puka Nacua.
Yeah. Yeah.
He broke the rookie receptions record with 104 being Jalen Waddle. He broke the receiving yards record for a rookie with 1,473 yards by Bill Gorman, finishing as wide receiver 4 overall. I mean, talking about better than Jamar Chase, way more consistent.
I just thought there was a better spot for him later on down the road.
Fair.
That's where I put him.
Yeah, there's only one award per people.
Exactly.
Per person here. This isn't like, we're walking around with like all these Emmys and Oscars. Like,
and if you look at the wide receiver landscape, right, there's a ton of them. There's a ton of wide receivers. And, you know, he has been impactful this season, and that's great.
How many Lion receivers?
Not many.
What exactly?
Not many at all. But this isn't an award for the best Hawaiian player.
Is he should
have had that because he would definitely have won.
Is he Hawaiian?
I don't know. Rich claims he is. So
I mean, his
name's
Puka Nacua. I think he's from Hawaii. So I mean, I'm Ohioan.
I don't. Yeah, I have no idea if he's actually from Hawaii or not. I don't know.
I thought he was from Hawaii.
He probably.
You know what? Keep talking.
I could just be like,
look it up.
I could just be profiling.
He's Samoan.
Yeah, that's Hawaiian, right?
I mean, nationality wise, but you might not be actually from Hawaii.
People are like, what's your nationality? Dude, I'm American.
White.
Whatever.
I'm Ohioan.
All right. So for me, I ended up going with Puka as well. I thought about Laporta. And with him being the number one guy at the position.
He's Utenese?
Utenese.
He's from Utah.
There you go.
He's from Utah?
Yeah. When he went to BYU, I was like, he's probably from Utah.
Provo, Utah.
So he went to BYU. He's from Utah, like born and raised. On the playground where he spent most of his days?
Listen, I put in the Googles. I put Puka Nacua hometown, and it put in Provo, Utah.
Where's Utah University at? If that's in Provo, too, then there's a big conspiracy going on. I'm
going
to get his tinfoil hat out.
I'll bust it out again. When rookie season comes, don't worry.
I can't wait.
So much for that Hawaiian award.
Yep.
Gary, he's your 2023.
Marcus Mariota is still the Hawaiian of the year.
2023 wide receiver one now.
Yeah, I did go with Puka Nacua for the rookie of the year. It was tough because I Laporta being the number one guy at the position was very tempting for me to put him in that spot. But I think this was even more so me having to come to grips with he was just so much better than I thought he was.
Totally.
Just so much better than
that.
And that's
why I thought he's better suited for another award further down the list. Because listen, every single year there's a wide receiver that comes in that's amazing that finishes as a wide receiver one. When, how often is it that we get a tight end come in and finish as the tight end?
It's very rare. Very rare as a
one-time. We've had guys that have finished as
a tight end one.
The tight end one is just, it's
in
unheard
total
of.
Points, not points per game.
You know what's crazy? My runner-up was like, even Laporta. It was CJ Stroud.
Oh, he was your second?
Yeah.
CJ was third for me.
Yeah.
And then Gibbs.
I agree. I agree with that.
Oh, so Laporta's fourth.
No. Laporta second. Was second.
Oh.
Then CJ, then Gibbs.
Got it. Okay.
Then, what about you, J-Wack?
Devon Achane.
He doesn't have a list. He's a producer.
Yeah, I didn't put together my awards, but if I were to decide, I would side with the Puka side.
Puka.
And we talked about, Garrett and I went through Puka versus the other 2023 wide receivers on the Nerd Herd show last week, and I think we both ended up at the conclusion he's the wide receiver one
from
that class right now in our rankings.
Which is hard for me to get to, but it's true.
It's just true.
It's fair. It's valid.
It's just true.
Even though I love some of the things that some of the other guys have been doing.
So I'm putting together my 2024 spreadsheets for all the new prospects, all that good stuff.
Sure.
And my process is to kind of just update the old one and kind of clear out all the old. So I got a chance to read my Puka Nacua stuff, and it was pretty good, actually.
Was it?
I actually had some good notes on that guy.
Did you?
But we kind of glanced over it, I think, and moved on. I was like, I think I was higher on this guy than I thought.
I'm so smart.
So, yeah, I actually had some positive stuff. It was actually mostly positive.
I need to go back and look at my
hat.
What'd you say?
Maybe hit on a wide receiver. Oh. What do you know?
Yeah.
It's like you've done that before.
Yeah. But I just didn't think maybe we just glanced over him or something.
I remember somebody saying, it's like, oh, Puka. I thought I said something about Puka, and somebody's like, no, he has no chance of being good.
Garrett.
It was Garrett.
I was not high on him. I don't remember saying that specifically.
I'm going back and listen to
it. It wouldn't surprise me because I wasn't high on him. I thought literally for him because I thought he did not separate well, which he actually really doesn't separate that well. The offensive scheme is amazing for him. But I thought where he could win, he would have to win yards after the catch. And
all my notes were like, he's amazing yards after catch. Yeah. They have like manufactured this guy touches, all this kind of stuff because he's so special with the ball in his hands. I was like, you know.
I said, no NFL team is going to do that for him.
Did you see the video clip of like the Rams?
Yes.
Behind the scenes, like they took him with a plan. Like they're like, we want this guy. Like,
so he's a difference maker.
Yeah.
Like yeah, he's like he might not run combine fast, but he's football fast.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, dude, I'm the same guy who sat here on the same show and said Tank Dell's off my board.
Do you guys have fair. Rich and Matt? Do you guys have him as like in your dynasty rankings? Is he your 2023 wide receiver one right now, like over JSN or Jordan Addison and Zay Flowers.
He's over Jordan Addison for sure. Let me look at my wide receivers.
Is he over Quentin Johnston?
Jeez. I'm pretty bullish. He might have been
originally over Quentin Johnston.
It's funny we were down on him.
Yeah, he is. I have him one spot ahead of Jaxon Smith-Njigba. He's my wide receiver 13 overall.
That's about where I have him.
Yeah, he's my dynasty wide receiver 13 overall. So I do have him ahead of Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Deservedly so.
Yep.
Cool.
I have him behind DJ Moore and Tyreek Hill.
Fair.
You know what? My iPad lost all of its bookmarks the other day, so I'm going to have to go through my phone. See ya. So all right, I'll be a second. Yeah.
We're going to move over to our second award of this evening, ladies, gents. Comeback player of the war. Of the year. We're not talking about Kim Kardashian. We're talking about the comeback player of the year. Garrett, why don't you kick us off with your comeback player of the year?
What? Never mind.
All right.
This was another one where I felt like I could have put one player in there, but I felt like he was better suited for something else. So I ended up going with Rashad White at this one. As a rookie, I felt like he was pretty underwhelming. He had flashes and moments, but all of his metrics screamed inefficient player, not going to do it at the next level.
3 point something. Yards per carry, blah, 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 blah.
And so normally I go for like injured guys on comeback player of the year, but he ended up finishing as the running back 4 on the season. When you perform that well, specifically it was in the receiving game that he really excelled.
Yeah.
He ended up being a crazy valuable piece for not only your regular season, but really when he excelled was down the playoff run, which is when you need guys the most. You had some really good games during that run there. So it was a tough one for me. There was a few different guys I could have gone between, but I ended up landing on Rashad White.
I have Rashad White, but he's in a different
category. You put him in a different spot.
So I'll just wait and
talk about him,
then. So Rashad White is Garrett's comeback player of the year. Matt, who is your comeback player of the year?
I almost want to let you go first, just so I don't steal your thunder, case this player is also
the same guy.
I have three guys to consider here because I had Dak on my list, you know, going from quarterback 18 to quarterback 3. Mm-hmm. I had DJ Moore on my list going from wide receiver 24 to wide receiver 6. But my comeback player of the year was Breece Hall. And
big injury, yep.
Yeah, you know, the big knee injury, that's always a question how they're going to come back from that injury. And we know it usually takes a year to recover. And, you know, when I broke down Breece Hall's tape, I said on this podcast, he was special. Like he's one, he's one of the best all time running backs I've ever scouted on the show in the last 10 years. And it was a big help from that late season surge, but Breece Hall finished as running back 2 overall in PPR leagues. Now that helped that Raheem Mostert didn't play the last 2 weeks, but Breece Hall finished as running back 2 overall, 25 points in 5 of the 6 of his last games. Kind of showing you the kind of player that he can be. And if that offense really gets going, how special he can be. Possibly surpass even Bijan Robinson. Now, Bijan could do the exact same thing that Breece did here next year with a new coaching staff and a quarterback.
Yep.
I'm excited to see where he can go as well because
very excited.
His tape was also one of the best running backs I've ever watched on tape. I mean,
is that number 2 overall over like a certain period of time?
Number 2 overall on a year in PPR leagues. 1 through 18.
I got it in standard. That's why. Okay.
Yeah. Switch it to PBR.
Got it.
Breece Hall.
Bingo.
Number 2. Bingo. So my comeback player of the year, Breece Hall. A dynamite player everybody know, but like with that injury.
Yeah. You never know how guys are going to come back and how they're going to perform.
Overcoming that, overcoming the loss of Rodgers. Not a lot of weapons on that team that we thought they would have. You know, saying that Garrett was pretty much Garrett Wilson. And that was
the only other option on that
offense. So Breece Hall has won my award.
Okay. My comeback player of the year, I kind of may have tipped you guys off by letting Rich go first just in case, is Baker Mayfield. A guy that was completely written off. Obviously showed well last year at the end of the season with the Rams, but then went to a very unknown situation in Tampa Bay where he was literally in a competition with Kyle Trask, who doesn't really belong on an NFL field anywhere. Ended up winning that job and this year finished as QB10 in the standard kind of scoring for quarterbacks. Just huge shoes he had to fill as well. I mean, kind of replacing a legend in Tom Brady, who knows how that could have gone. And for all intents and purposes, he completely stepped in, has done a great job. from a fantasy perspective, from a real life perspective.
Made the playoffs?
Made the playoffs, right. I would expect them to probably sign him to a deal.
Got to at this
and,
point.
And I think he's completely come back and had a huge bounce back in value, but also from just a week-to-week fantasy perspective.
I had a really good fantasy year, profit-wise and championship-wise this year. And no surprise to all the listeners out there, my number one own share of player on the Dynasty GM is Baker Mayfield and my Superflex League. So, you know, when there's a lot of that like, going into the year, a lot of question about my quarterback two or some of the leagues using my quarterback three, which I felt comfortable with, where he carried me to the playoffs.
Huge.
And, yeah. you know, definitely when the quarterbacks were going down left and right, where there's quarterbacks where I had, you know, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson,
Kirk Cousins.
No Kirk Cousins shares, but those, yeah, those kind of players.
Doesn't
and,
like nice guys.
You know, Baker's the one that came through. And in one Superflex League, I had one quarterback left standing. It was Baker Mayfield, and still got me where I need to go. So there you go. That was a great. That's actually a really good nominee. I like yours more than mine.
Well, thanks. That's why I tried to give you the chance.
Tried to give you the chance, Jared. You got one off the top of the dome that you want to give, or
no, I don't.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
He has no list.
How about this?
If these you are real if, awards, if not you, make them on the spot awards.
If
these
you
are
do
awards.
Have one that you think of anytime throughout just, the show, just shout it out.
I will.
Yep. Well, how about this?
I appreciate you.
Who do you think? Those are our nominees.
Oh, right? he chooses the final award.
Baker Mayfield.
Wait, let's do the first one first. Rookie of the year. Oh, he already said Puka.
He said Puka. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, he's the deciding factor. He's the head of the academy.
Garrett, who is yours? Sorry,
Rashad White.
Now he's pissed. He's got to listen.
Breece Hall.
Like, I got to pay attention now.
Or Baker Mayfield.
I was messaging with one of our new writers, actually. Do you think Baker keeps his job?
I think it's extended.
Yeah.
It'd be silly not to.
Even if they...
In the quarterback landscape, I think they
clean,
got to.
Clean out.
If
clean
not, he goes there. Right to Atlanta.
I know they haven't yet, but I'll go with Breece Hall.
I'm 2 for 2 for awards.
2 for 2.
My nominations are loving me right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, let me tell you about our friends at Sleeper. Guess what? Our app is the mini is live on Sleeper right now. The Dynasty GM, you use the analyzer, you can use the trade calculator. And my favorite thing is the inbox, right? Where all your trades from all your Sleeper leagues are right there. You can actually push trades through the actual Sleeper app. And right now, we couldn't be more excited to be partners with them. And right now, if you don't know, they are doing DFS. And I know how many people that play Dynasty play DFS as well. And right now, there's not a better place to play DFS than Sleeper. They're offering up to 100 times your entry, the highest payout in the whole DFS market right now. You can track your fantasy players and your Sleeper picks in real time. All you got to do is choose 2 to 8 of your favorite players from pregame, live in-game, or even across different sports. Pick more or less than the predicted stats, and only on Sleeper you can get up to 100 times your payout. You can share with your friends and get rewarded together. Make sure you use that promo code NERD so our friends know that friends sent them their way. And get your deposit match and friendly. Have a good time. You know, have all your DFS, all of your fantasy leagues, and now even a Dynasty GM in one spot is fully operational inside Sleeper right now. And then when you're a Nerd Herd member, you get that full access to that. And remember, you also want to download the Dynasty Nerds app because they're both in there. Check it out. Check out our friend Sleeper. Check out a DFS. Use that promo code NERD.
Get your whole estate.
All right. Next award we're giving out.
Yep.
Breakout Player of the Year. Should I go first since I haven't gone first
yeah,
yet?
Yeah. So this is a player who basically significantly outperformed expectations, right?
Like Escape from Alcatraz.
Didn't see that coming. The expectation is you are going to be stuck in Alcatraz.
Yes.
But you broke out.
But you broke out.
You exceeded those expectations.
Yeah. It's like sperm. Strongest swimmer.
So, it's just like sperm.
The sperm award of the year goes to...
And your balls are Alcatraz.
I got out. And then you got in. So to break out, break in. New home. Who this? Boulder Alcatraz. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I like that. That's a you are a good analyzer.
Thank you.
And analyst. So my breakout player of the year of Alcatraz was Kyren Williams.
Yeah.
So despite missing 4 weeks with an ankle injury,
he still managed to finish as running back 5 on the year.
And sit in week 18, he finishes running back 7. Whew. But if you take out week 18, yeah, which he sat weeks 1 through 17, he was running back 5 on the year. In his final 6 games, over 100 yards rushing every game and 8 total touchdowns. So I thought about putting Jordan Love here because he finished as quarterback 5.
I wanted to get Jordan Love in somewhere, and I didn't.
Yeah, so that's why I want to mention him here, because him coming out, like, he's looked fantastic. But I couldn't. There's no way I couldn't put Kyren Williams here as whatever got player of the year. Skyrocketed up Dynasty ADP. Skyrocketed up my Dynasty rankings as well. We'll talk about him in the next show as well.
He's the only guy not named Christian McCaffrey to be over 20 points per game from the running back position in PPR.
True stud.
Yeah, it's totally stud, man.
You just hope it's not one of the only thing you hope with Kyren Williams is he's not one. We'll talk about that next show too, that he's not one of those. Okay, like, who's next Sean McVay's next guy?
Right.
So they're not going to go out and spend money on running backs. So it's Kyren Williams. He was my breakout player of the year.
And you know, I was jumping in and putting my 2 cents in because I've got the same notes on the same guy.
3 for 3.
Yep. So Kyren Williams is my guy as well. Jared, who's the winner?
Kyren Williams.
He just picked somebody off the board, like just somebody random.
We all had him, huh?
Yeah, I had Kyren. He could have fit like 8 different categories. Yeah,
he was the guy that I was talking about. That
I'm just going to say the Rams offense.
Rookie of the year, second.
Sean McVay, breakout player of the year.
Yeah. Breakout player of the year.
Dude, Kyren Williams, and you look at his numbers too, he was so freaking consistent. Yeah. His second load, he had one game that was kind of a dud. He had an 8-point game. Other than that, every single game was above 14 points. That level of consistency is unreal. Like, it's Christian McCaffrey, and that's it. Yep. Like, those are the only kind of players that can do that.
He is the new Austin Eckler in my eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where he's like this guy that kind of comes out of nowhere. He doesn't have any high draft capital, but he's doing it, man. He's getting it done in the passing game. He's getting it done scoring touchdowns. He's doing it all.
He is one of those guys when going back and looking at the tape, I felt like even though I was still higher on him than consensus, I'm still like, I even felt like I docked him a little bit in my mind because of the speed and that kind of stuff. And I wish I would have held strong through all that, because I think I started with him as my running back like 3 or 4, and I bumped him down.
Oh,
I
you did. Yeah. Every time.
I think I bumped him down to 5 or something like that. And I wish I would have held strong.
I had an opportunity in Ohio Dyno League to get him, Ohio Dyno Dynasty League to get him off Scott Connor for like
a third and a second.
And I was like, I don't know, like real early in the year. Cause he's like, you know how Scott does. He'll put out there like,
oh yeah,
I want this for this player. First person offered me this for this player,
which I respect.
And I was like, oh man, I should just do this for Kyren. But at the time, I just traded a whole bunch of picks for Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook right before that. And I was like, I'll see how this plays out. And then somebody else made the move, and here I am. I still won the league.
You did still win the league.
Back to back champ.
For what it's worth, the other, like, much further down, but the other guy that I was kind of thinking of for this award was David Njoku, especially how he finished the year. Mm-hmm. He was on an absolute tear. I traded him right before Joe Flacco came to town.
I have
him
in a big mistake. Category.
I have him in a category as well.
Oh, do you? Okay. All right. But this was the backup for this award that I kind of had there.
Okay.
All right. So let's moving on. The next one is most improved player.
Ooh.
So this is the player who showed the most growth between this season and last, right?
Yes.
So for me, I'm just going to go ahead and jump out there. I think it's my turn anyway.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know.
Do we even really have turns? I don't know. But I'm just going to go. DJ Moore is my guy. He went from...
Look at you.
I know. He went from the overall 69th player last year in PPR leagues to 25th. Which is a huge jump, while also lifting his average by almost 5 points per game. He went from 12.3 points per game to 17.26. He also reduced the number of dud games, which, you know, I just kind of arbitrarily pulled out as anything 8 points and under basically was a dud. I mean, if you want to be a top flight wide receiver, an 8-point game is a dud. So
absolutely.
He went from 7 last year to only 3 this season. So, that's all just vast improvements. Obviously, having a more consistent quarterback is a huge part of it. I think the talent has always kind of been there, but he's always been kind of capped by who's been throwing in the ball. He's always been right around 1,100 yards. You know what
four
I mean?
Touchdowns.
And 4 touchdowns. So this season, he kind of broke out of that shell. And for a guy that has never probably given him his just due, here I am.
Look at you.
Saying he has improved greatly.
Finishes wide receiver 6 overall and wide receiver 1 for the first time. Mm-hmm. I know this because my most improved player is also DJ Moore.
Look at you.
Look at you. Sinking up.
Same things that you have. And what you love about from like I've always been a huge DJ Moore fan. Always. I have a ton of shares of him in my dynasty leagues that spread out. Like he's probably, he might be my number one owned wide receiver.
And he's only like 25 right now, too.
He's,
so he's
yeah, got he's plenty still of, super young. Yeah,
plenty of time.
And what's good about DJ Moore as well is even if it goes away from somehow they get off Justin Fields, you have Caleb Williams coming in, or even possibly a Drake May coming in, and you still have a good high quality upside quarterback to help him succeed for the long term. So DJ Moore is also my most improved player as well.
I veered a little bit from you guys on this one. I ended up going with Trey McBride as my most improved player. As a rookie, didn't get a lot of time, didn't do a lot with the opportunities that he got. And even to start the year, very pedestrian games. And obviously that was because of Ertz being there.
Yep.
But as soon as he got his opportunity, absolutely took off. Many 20-point games, almost always over double digits. Really consistent. And he went from a guy that was kind of a little bit of an afterthought a year later after his rookie year and just, oh, yeah, maybe he'll end up being a good tight end. Maybe he won't. We'll see. I don't know, too. Now I would argue he's in that landscape of top 3, top 4 tight ends for Dynasty Fantasy Football. So he really, really elevated his stock this year to a point where he's looked at as one of the elite options, I think, at tight end.
And from the point from week 8 on, which is when Ertz was off, he was tight end, too.
Yep. Yeah, I have these notes because he's in another.
Yeah, he's in another
category. He's in another category. I have notes. I'm just so we have
a lot of the same
him.
Players just put in different spots.
Exactly.
So Garrett, Jared, who won the most improved player of the year? We have two DJ
Moores. Two GD. Yeah, DJ Moore.
DJ Moore. I do like Garrett's though. I think it's a good one.
It's you guys a great came up. One.
I mean, these are awards. There's no bad awards.
Yeah.
Unless you talk about number 5 award of the year.
That's a bad award.
The Turd Ferguson of the Year award. Oh.
There's a lot of good candidates for this.
So who is the most disappointing fantasy player of the 2023? You know, they have all these kind of awards, what they call the Razzle Award. What are those? The RISM Awards? The JISM Awards? What are they?
I have no idea.
I've never heard that one before.
Well, is that the breaking out of Alcatraz Award?
Award. I want to say my kids like they're like, oh Riz, you're throwing out Riz. I'm like, what is it? They're like, oh, you know, game. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing ever in my life. But again, I used to say words like, oh, that's Jake.
Yeah.
So who am I?
All right. These crazy kids nowadays.
So Garrett, who is your Turd Ferguson of the year?
There were a lot of good options this year. There were a lot of turds, a lot of Fergs. But I ended up going with Mr. Miles Sanders. Miles Sanders as the Turd Ferguson of the year. Lots of people had him ranked fairly high. Lots of good expectations. Maybe Matt was one of the leading candidates on this. Maybe not. But maybe.
So Miles Sanders was coming off a year where he was running back 13 last year while splitting time in Philly.
I think the thing that
some people expected him to go over there to Carolina and just take over.
Big kind of contract, $26 million guaranteed.
Maybe all.
And I think that was the big thing. He was the only running back to get a good long term deal for himself.
All the passing down work.
It really seemed like it was all lining up.
Everything. Almost like he was going to be a bell cow back. And I would say that he's been neither a bell cow or a back. He's been a turd ferg.
Yeah, he running back 52. Running back 52 on the season. And that's playing basically every game. So He missed a game.
He was on my list.
And I'm not sure that he actually missed it. I just don't think they played him.
My list all year long. There's no one else for this award. It's Miles Sanders. Don't even ask Jared. I don't want to hear his opinion.
You won your Turd Ferguson Award,
yes.
too?
Yes.
Now, maybe Miles would have won my Turd Ferguson Award. Maybe if somehow I was overly rational high on him as well. But I was not. I was overly rational high on who everybody else in the fantasy football community was high on. And my Turd Ferguson of the Year is Austin Eckler.
Yeah, that's a good one too.
Finishing is, where did Miles Sanders finish?
Running back 52.
Austin Eckler finishes running back 26. He wasn't even a running back 2 on the year. And if you just want to take out week 18, because like, hey, what was he for the regular season? Because he scored 4 points in week 18. He was running back 25. One more spot. He bumped up there. This was a player that people might have traded for championship expectations. This is a player that if you went into the year saying, hey, I'm going to win my dynasty league this year because I have Austin Eckler leading my running back core. And he was a massive, colossal letdown. Where Miles Sanders, like, you were, okay, he got paid. I hope he does better, you know, but he wasn't coming off as, he wasn't expected to even be possibly a running back one.
Right.
Now, Matt maybe thought he was going to be a running back one, but the rest of our brethren did not. Austin Eckler was expected to finish as a high-end running back one. Not even a running back one, but a high-end top six overall finish running back one, and he massively disappointed. So for me, this was an easy decision. As soon as I saw this nomination,
that's where you went.
He easily popped into my head. And honestly, I wouldn't even call Austin Eckler, Miles Sanders, my number two in my slot. I would give it to Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard did, however, finish as a running back two, which sure. Austin Eckler did not do because he was a turd.
He was.
Ferguson.
He was at least usable, though. Running Miles Sanders wasn't 52. Even usable.
You couldn't even start him.
He was not even usable.
Ever.
That's what, yeah. He wasn't even usable.
Miles Sanders had, he was 64th in fantasy points per game. Wow. Eckler's 22 points per game.
I think it was just, this was more of an expectations.
Yeah.
Sure. And, sure. Most people had Austin Eckler significantly ahead of Miles. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Miles Sanders on this one, though.
Thank you.
Sorry, Rich.
That's fine. No apologies.
I know. Eckler burned a lot of people, though.
I needed that.
You're not wrong either.
Yeah. Nobody went into the season with like, dude, I'm going to win this year because Miles Sanders, my running back, baby, just got that 26 mil.
Are you even touching Eckler and
no
in startups or anything?
Yeah, it depends. I mean, right now?
So
yes, because I think he'd fall so far and be such good value that he's going to sign elsewhere next year, and I think he'll probably be used.
It's so hard when running backs go to different teams. Very rarely.
Been so bad.
Very rarely do they work on
it's very their difficult next team. To project.
Do you see Zeke Elliott this year in New England?
Yeah, he looks very average.
Yeah, you're right.
But he looked.
But CMC does. CMC looks fantastic in this.
More.
Team.
He's usable.
Traded though.
Yeah. He looked more average.
Less average.
Better than average compared to the Cowboys Zeke Elliott that we saw last year.
Eckler went 10-9 in the startup I'm in right now.
That's a good risk right there.
He'll take a chance at that point.
He's a pass catcher running back that's 27 or 28 years old, so it's a possibility he could reemerge and be on our comeback player of the year next year.
He'll be our Kim Kardashian Award winner. He definitely got injured. Can we just rename it that?
Please? Yeah, yes. Next year it's the Kim Kardashian Thank Award. You. Absolutely.
He definitely injured himself, though, and that did have a negative effect on his, obviously, the middle of his season. I don't know what happened towards the end, if he retweaked it, something. We'll see.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers injured himself, and what could that do for us?
He wasn't even here. What do you mean?
Exactly. Disappointment.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Okay.
Anyway,
our next award of the year is the Leonard Fournette Trophy. If you're new to the show,
this was a great one, Jared.
This is our tight end award. If you're confused, years ago, we kept calling
Leonard Fournette. Let's not say we.
It was one show, and we just stuck with it after that. We called Leonard Fournette
the
best tight end.
Rich kept calling him a tight end. Number one tight end.
I think tight end 7 was what he kept calling him.
Yeah, tight end 7 specifically.
So Leonard Fournette Trophy is our tight end award of the year.
And to be fair,
our guidance on this, because there was guidance on this, it was literally just pick any tight end for any reason you want, basically.
And tell us why they should get this trophy.
And tell us why they're getting this trophy.
So it's funny that I kept calling Leonard Fournette tight end 7 on the year, when my Leonard Fournette Trophy of the Year goes to David Njoku.
David Njoku.
Tight end number seven of the year.
Number seven. That's a, by the way, hold on. Before, I'm sure you have great reasons for that. Literally, my only reason was because he finished as tight end seven. It could have been anyone that finished as tight end seven. I just picked him because he finished
as tight end seven. Did you guys not go through week 18? Because I have him as tight end six.
I did go through week 18. But if you go for the second half of the season.
I mine must not have gone. It must have been. MFL, I think, just goes to 17. MFL.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tight end, if you, during the playoffs, he was tight end one overall.
He was
PPR leagues.
Nuts.
But if you even go back farther than that, weeks 9 through 18, so the second half of the year, yeah. David Njoku, tight end one overall.
He was nuts.
It blew it up.
Week 8 as well, because I did the same thing for Trey McBride. He was the one that was above Trey McBride.
Yeah. Is that points per game or is that overall?
Overall.
Yeah, it was very. He was very explosive.
He was.
It's like Garrett driving home after a late Taco Bell trip.
Whew.
That is surprisingly accurate.
So anyway, both you and I have got David Njoku. Who do you have over there?
So our guidance was
Leonard Fournette.
Our guidance was we could just pick any tight end for any reason. So I picked Cole Kmet.
Yeah. I mean, clearly. Dude, yeah, but obviously.
No reason in there. Just Cole Kmet.
I was like, Garrett's going to pick Cole Kmet.
100%. Cole Kmet, done and done.
So how did he finish? He was
okay. He was tight end eight. Yeah. So he did. He had a very good year overall. I don't have any illusions that he's going to be this top three tight end. I think he's going to consistently be in this range. I think he's constantly going to be a 6 through 12 kind of guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a really solid option. Might end up being the third option now in this offense, depending on who they draft in Chicago. So this will probably be my last year of hyping him as a buy. I don't think he's a buy anymore. Yeah. I think this is about where he's going to be, which is a great spot. He's going to be consistent. You're going to be able to start him week in, week out. But I do think that I don't think there's much more ceiling to go for him.
Sure, and somehow that makes him feel even more Leonard Fournette. Going back to that original.
No ceiling.
No, because I feel like in that episode, we also said that there was like 18 guys that could be in that range.
Right.
From 100%. Like 7 to like where, 16, you know?
Where do you guys have Njoku ranked in your dynasty rankings among tight ends?
I'd have to look off the top of my head.
I think I have him right around like 6, 7.
I'm pretty sure I'm in that range as well.
I would have him ahead of Kelsey as of right now for sure. And, you know, for me, and going back to Kmet, what you said, Kmet's a great dynasty. You know, if you can grab him, you go to the tight end early, but tight end two to have, be steady. Because he's locked up long-term. He got that long-term contract. He's either got Justin Fields or have Caleb Williams there as his quarterback. So he has some longevity there. So I think Cole Kmet's one of those. I love to have him as my tight end two on the team.
Safe.
For a long time because he's very safe and steady and give you some of those big games.
I have him at tight end eight for Njoku.
I think I do as well.
I have him as, drum roll. Oop, these ranking systems. I have him as tight end seven overall.
I have him at 8.
Yep. There we go. We're all very close.
Yeah, right. Oh, I have Kelsey down all the way down to 10. That's probably too high, too, to be honest with you. Probably,
well, we'll talk about him in the next episode. We'll touch on him.
Would you rather have Jake Ferguson or Travis Kelsey?
Depends on my team. If I'm a contender, I'll try to ride one more with Kelsey.
The Turd Ferguson Award.
At the end of the year, especially. Beginning of the year, he was balling, and then he hit a wall.
All right.
The Taylor Swift wall.
Tay-Tay wall.
Next award goes out to, oh wait, who won that, Jared?
She's a witch. Njoku all day.
Njoku, definitely. Okay.
How did Cole Kmet not win that award? It was for any reason. My reason was because I love him.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong. You do love him.
I like the players that we love are tight ends. Like this guy, I love him.
Cole Kmet, protect your knees, buddy.
You love him.
Oh my God. Garrett just jinxed him. Oh no.
Oh no, that's true. I do love all guys that get hurt.
Oh, I thought Garrett's on his pants. I didn't know what's going on.
Dynasty sell simply because Garrett likes him.
That's next award.
Surprisingly accurate.
Goes to best sophomore surge.
Woo.
So what sophomore surged in 2023?
Listen, I'm gonna go ahead first because we've already mentioned this guy a couple of times.
And we're probably the same one then.
Trey McBride.
Okay, and we don't.
No. So you guys already mentioned it. You literally had all my talking points already. Mm-hmm. I've already gone, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse. My guy's Trey McBride.
Yeah, mine's also Trey McBride. You know, going from tight end 40 his rookie year, going to tight end 7 on the year, and was tight end 3 overall weeks 8 through 18, so the second half of the year. And if you go back to the regular season, weeks 8 through 17, the actual season, he was tight end
2
overall. he's shown, you know, with Marquise Brown being a free agent, they've already committed to Kyler Murray. Hopefully they still can find a way to land Marvin Harrison Jr., and that's fine if they do. Right now, going into this offseason, he's the number one target for Kyler Murray going forward. And even if they bring in a rookie like a Marvin Harrison Jr., worst case, he'll be the number two target out there. So he's pretty locked in here. You mentioned a huge surge into that top tier of tight ends. I have him at, like, towards the, you know, I'd rather take Mark Andrews. I'd rather have Laporta. I'd rather have
Hockenson.
But he's right there. And I personally would still rather have Kincaid because I still like Kincaid long term.
Sure.
But it's not like Kincaid is like leaps and bounds. Like he's in the same tier. So it's kind of pick your own poison. But that is that group for me. Those guys, like, and
that's very close.
And that's the deepest tight end tier one group I've ever seen. And honestly, Brock Bauer is going to join that group here in about 4 months.
Yeah.
So for me, Trey McBride was also my sophomore surge.
So I went with a different player, but you said he was already mentioned before. So I thought you were taking this guy, but I went with Breece Hall in this one. Breece Hall coming off of the injury.
Oh, yeah.
And especially early in the year when they signed Dalvin Cook and we're like, well, what does this mean for Breece? Is he not healthy? Or are they going to be split? Nope. Breece Hall is just fine.
Breece Hall looks fantastic.
Yeah, they didn't use him at all, Dalvin Cook at all, and Breece Hall running back too. And it's all uphill from here.
Where did Dalvin just sign?
He signed with Baltimore.
Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't remember.
I hope they play him. As you can see, this is the first time ever. Also, the note, this is the first time
I did notice that
ever on this show I have not worn a Dynasty Nerds t-shirt. Because I've committed to wearing a Brown shirt every single day until we're eliminated from the playoffs. So
if we win a Super Bowl, do you never not wear a Brown shirt again?
No, because the season will be over.
No, but they weren't eliminated.
I mean, I wear a lot of Brown shirts anyways, but no, I will probably stop.
Okay, all right.
But until the Browns are eliminated.
I'm trying to catch you in a loophole.
Way to jinx it.
I will wear a Brown shirt. On the show, I'll wear a different one, but this is, I will be wearing a Brown shirt every day of the week. Under this shirt, I have another Brown shirt. So even when I go to work.
Double Browns.
Is the one under it? Is it an R?
No, it's a Browns helmet.
Give me a B. Give me an R.
So,
nice.
Yeah, even at work, when I go to work, I've been wearing a brown shirt under my shirt. So I'm wearing a brown shirt every single week. I can't wait for Saturday. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Joe Flacco. I'm going to get a jersey if we go to the Super Bowl. It's going to be unbelievable. I'm so happy.
Take a deep breath.
See you in Vegas.
Take a deep
breath. I'm going. I was doing the math. I was like, because my kids want to go, which obviously is. I was like, it's going to cost me.
So
$50,000. The Browns go to the Super Bowl. I did math. Minimum, it's going to cost me minimum $50,000.
Dang.
Sell the Beamer.
What? Paul, you shut your ugly mouth. I'm doing it. I would.
Brown Super Bowl or Beamer, if you had to choose, what would you choose?
Brown Super Bowl.
There you go.
Beamer's got to go.
Done and done.
I love that Beamer, but like it would have to go. So I just figured, I was like, you know what? I would just get whatever I have to do to get the money. Like
OnlyFans.
Escape from Alcatraz.
Whatever I got to do to get that money.
Whatever I got
to
do, man.
Not sell the Beamer, but anything else.
So,
you always talk about your feet.
I'm going. I am going. I got the best feet, male feet in Dynasty game.
What?
What?
All right.
One girl one time told me I have beautiful feet in high school. I've never let it die.
It stuck with
you.
Huh?
I was just thinking about the
shout out, Mary Beth.
I was going to say, tell me who that is later, but never mind.
Her name would be Mary Beth.
My friend at Tim Sacco's house, she said, hey, you have really pretty feet. And I was like, thank you. Very casually, but it stuck with me here 35 years later.
Very casual. Oh, thank you.
I still have good,
just a throwaway comment.
I still have good feet, though. So I'm not going to lie.
They've aged well.
Like so,
fine wine.
Foot
wine.
Who is your, we're ahead. Breece Hall.
Yeah, Breece Hall.
Yeah, Breece Hall.
Who won?
Jerry won. Yeah, we got
two Trey McBrides, one Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
Yeah, Breece Hall is probably the better one.
I always got to go with Breece Hall.
Yeah. I mean, but it wasn't really a surge. Like, he was dynasty running back one overall going into last year.
Wait, did he win when Rich?
That boy's good.
So that's the second time he's won.
Oh, he's won two awards. Yeah, you can't have him win again.
Sorry, you got, by default.
I thought I picked Trey McBride before.
No, on the comeback player of the year. It was
you gave it to Breece.
It was Breece because Rich won the first two awards.
Rashad White.
So by default, Trey McBride wins.
Yes. So I'm gonna go with Kyren Williams.
Done and done.
All right. Next award is our gluteus minimus award.
Gluteus minimus.
What are the standards for this? Because
this is an underdog, a late round / undrafted rookie that greatly.
Do they also have to be small? Because mine is small.
Yeah, that greatly outperformed so expectations.
This was the easiest choice for me at all. I just picked Tank Dell.
Yeah, that's what I had in mind on this.
Wide receiver 14 weeks 1 through 12. We got hurt week 13.
That makes so much sense. I picked this is the one that
you didn't go with Tank Dell.
This is the one I picked. Puka Nacua.
Puka's a good one too.
Yeah, because he outperformed. He was a late round guy.
That's fair. But as soon as I saw minimus. No, I didn't even need to read the rest.
It didn't say anything Tank about down. Size. It
just, the name is small. It just the worked. Literal no, name no. is small.
You're right.
Matt, you know Rich and Garrett don't read the descriptions.
No, I did. I did.
But you know I read it because the Leonard Fournette Award, I just picked Cole Kmet because I wanted to.
To be fair, it just, this was like, next year it wouldn't be the same thing, but it just worked out. The real small guy.
Yeah.
He late fits round the, guy. He fits and it, the... I had him off my board. Like, that's yeah. that's how... He was like off my board. Like I was so wrong about
Tank
Dell.
I picked Tank Dell.
I still think Nico Collins is the number one fantasy dynasty wide receiver to own on that roster. But Tank Dell, not only is he gluteus right. minimus, he also outperformed the draft capital for me, who had him ranked in like the fifth, sixth round.
Just ruined my next category.
One thing that's clear though.
You can still talk about
it. If either Nico goes down or Tank Dell goes down, the other guy is going to go ham. Like, go
for sure.
Gluteus maximus.
I mean, yes. Noah Brown was even performing.
Yes. When I mean, CJ Stroud's one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah. That had elevate, a stretch there where yep. he was balling.
Elevate the offense.
All the teams I didn't want to play that we had the opportunity to play, I didn't want to play. But to be fair, the last rookie quarterback to win a playoff game, in their first playoff game, was Mark Sanchez in 2009. And they've lost by an average of 16 points per game. That's going back Andrew Luck, RG3, Lamar Jackson. They just don't well, and hey, I trust Jim Schwartz.
That defense...
Gonna be tough.
Gotta put them on.
They have played us this year though, which helps.
Yeah, but in Amari Cooper set the all-time Browns receiving record with 265 receiving yards.
It's true, he did. That is accurate.
A lot to look forward to. I'm really excited for Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait.
I wear a brown shirt every day.
Are you?
So next award goes to who won the? I mean,
I'll take that. No, I gotta go take that.
Wait, why did you pick Puka? Because he outsurpassed his draft capital.
Because he forgot.
It's an underdog rookie that greatly outperformed expectations. No doubt that he did all that
fits stuff. Fits the category to a T. Unfortunately, his height didn't
he's too
qualify
tall.
For
he's
this.
He's too tall award. To qualify
he's
for
too
the
tall
minimus.
For this ride.
This is the gluteus. That way, if it was the gluteus maximus award,
right.
He would have been in.
He would have been in.
I understand that.
But this is the gluteus minimus award.
I didn't understand fully the rules of this particular award.
You did.
You 100% did.
But you 100%
did. The unwritten rule of this
unwritten rules. Award. The next option was Josh Downs.
Okay.
That was the next option. You had to pick.
That was the next option. You're right. You're right. That would probably would have been my second. There was no second here.
Yeah,
this was
it just had to be a small
winner.
Player that was also a rookie in
I
my
mean,
mind.
Deuce Vaughn, guys.
Deuce Vaughn on the list.
Clearly on the list because he's on a roster.
Just because he's alive and he's small.
Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
He had a nice little stretch there. All right.
Award number 9, our best dynasty buy of the 2023 season. Garrett, who won your award for best dynasty buy of the 2023 fantasy football season?
So you actually just said this category for me. You ruined it a little bit. No, Nico Collins. Nico Collins was the best dynasty buy for me this offseason. I had him on a couple leagues, acquired him in a package with some other deals and stuff. He wasn't even the focal point of the deal. It was just, I like him. I like CJ Stroud. You know, maybe this will work out.
Maybe
I can get him
click.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an expensive buy. You know, being wide receiver 12 on the year, despite missing two games. Like, fantastic season. Really didn't have any games. He had a couple bad ones, but he had so many big games, a lot of games over that like 12, 13 point threshold. He looked really good. He looked like everything we thought, because a lot of times when we do these rookie breakdowns, we talk about where they're at now, but also where they could be. And he was one of those guys where we were really kind of looking forward into the future, saying, if everything went right, he's got the potential to do this.
Wide receiver one for his
I
team.
Liked him. Yeah. I might have been the highest at Nico Collins out of all of us. I remember because I got a decent amount of shirts. I liked him a lot. I liked his upside there, and I think he did enough at Michigan. And you're right. And I think right around week three, we were on the show saying, hey, now's a good opportunity to go out and buy Nico Collins
spend
for a first.
If
like
you
we
have
would
to.
Send, we would spend a first. And that was early, like when he first started coming out, like this is a player we liked his tape on.
Yep.
He's shown us what he could come into with a good quarterback. Spend a first. And I know I saw some people on Twitter going, oh, you can't spend a first on Nico. And I was like, well, I think he's worth a first. And
easily
right now,
worth a first. Now.
Easily worth a first. Matt, who's your best dynasty buy of the year?
All right, so my best dynasty buy of the year goes to Brock Purdy. And, you know, obviously in the offseason, a lot of people, there were a lot of question marks surrounding this guy, right? Because he came into the league, he was almost no draft capital, right? He was the last guy drafted. And he's coming off an elbow surgery on his throwing arm. And so a lot of people weren't sure what to expect. He came in, he started off a little bit slow, right? I mean, and then and picked it up pretty quickly.
It was
and,
a little bit of a, yeah.
And then he had a little bit of a lull in the middle of the season, maybe two games there, week seven, week six. And then he just came out firing after that. And he ended up finishing as quarterback five on the year. Mm-hmm. And he, I mean, listen, this is exactly the kind of guy that you want. He's young. He's in a fantastic offense. That's going to be, you know, all the major players are there for the future and all that kind of stuff. No one's going anywhere anytime soon. And, you know, it helps that I was able to get him off Jared. So I wanted to drive the knife in and twist it a little bit.
I was over here MFing you. You didn't even look at me. Rich is looking at me like, what do you do? What's wrong?
Oh, I know. Because remember, you complained about to me five times already.
Yeah. Actually, I think it was QB six on the year.
Perfect
not
timing.
Yeah.
So, on that bye.
Yeah, it really was. I got him in that little lull, week six, week seven off of Jared. And he's just flourished. He looks amazing. He looks like a perfect glove in hand.
For the record, I have CJ Stroud, Dak, Watson, and like a bunch of other quarterbacks.
I sent you Baker. Mayfield as well coming back. So
I won the title.
And you won the title.
Yeah. Oh, you got Mayfield back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It worked out fine.
Now Derek Rich is Carr
in.
Still.
Yeah.
Now Rich is in.
I got my first back, which was super high and important for me.
God, I have Bryce Young too. Jeez.
And I gave him Baker.
So you have a couple quarterbacks.
Yeah. Couple.
He's fine.
Yeah, he'll be okay. My best dynasty buy of the year was, this was, again, a real easy award for me, clear-cut winner here, and that was Raheem Mostert. And this is a player I actually went out and bought a lot of shares of, and I got him for a third-round pick. Almost, I have a ridiculous amount of Raheem Mostert shares this year. Again, helped to my success because this is, I said, hey, go out there and get him. He will probably be a high-end running back for at least 5 weeks before he gets hurt. And I was wrong. He played pretty much the whole entire year. And up until the last week of the year, he didn't play. On the year, he was running back 3 overall, weeks 1 through 17. But he didn't play week 17. So if you go week 1 through 16, he was running back 2 on the year and held that spot consistently throughout the year. Now, he scored an ungodly amount of touchdowns, which helps the cause. But that's fine. It doesn't matter how you do it.
Still get points.
It's how you finish. So for bang for your buck of what you got him for, I mean, there's leagues where I got him for a third. There was another league where I just swapped, like another guy. I gave another guy his backup running back, and I got Raheem Mostert. You know, those kind of deals. But he was a player that I aggressively went out and got this year, and it really did pay dividends. So where he finished as running back 3 overall, running back 2 for the whole actual year, this was a clear-cut winner for me. I don't know how you can find a better dynasty buy. For bang for your buck-wise,
true.
That's where it was. So we have three different nominees, I think, for the first time.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with Rich. I think if you look across most dynasty leagues, I would assume Mostert's probably on a large majority of championship teams, even though he didn't play that last week.
Right.
But he helped you get that.
He carried a lot of teams to the playoffs. So. Yep. You know, the way the show's going, you want to be on my nominee list going forward because you're walking away with some hardware.
Sometimes even by default.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
And now, for the final award.
I mean, a lot of times I was also on that same, you know what I mean? Like it was like two guys.
Is this the final award?
No.
We got two.
Yeah.
I didn't copy. I didn't write the last
one. Well, the last one's the obvious layup.
MVP one. Yeah, right? Yeah.
It's Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, come on, dude.
Whoa, not there yet.
Oh, wow.
Why are you jumping ahead?
I haven't picked one yet. That's so hold on.
What a jerk.
God.
Award number 10. Premature.
Premature Alcatraz.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Escapee.
Yeah, his doors are wide open. No locks and no cells.
No pussyfooting around this joint.
No, at all. What doesn't get there? Not at all. So best dynasty sell award goes to?
My best dynasty sell of the year was actually not a guy I even sold, but Josh Jacobs. So this was another guy that you know, obviously came off a huge workload type of season, 300 plus carries last year, finished as running back.
I think he was number one when it was all said and done.
Running back one?
Last year?
No, I think he was like...
He was the yards leader, I know that.
He was the yards leader, but from a PPR, like in a PPR, I think he was...
He was like top three. I don't think he was one.
I can't even find it in my notes.
Yeah, I'll find it.
You guys find it for me. But anyway, huge disappointment. He was... all my notes are gone. I don't know what happened. But he had a horrible year this year compared to last year. I think he was running back 12.
He was running back 3 last year.
Before he got injured. But still, his points per game went down drastically. He was up at 20.08 points per game last year. This year, it fell drastically to 13.9. He just wasn't the same player. He wasn't as efficient. He wasn't getting all the carries that he was getting last year.
I blame Josh McDaniels.
I mean, I do as well, but in
Canada.
But the fact that he was playing on the franchise tag, the fact that Zamir came in and filled in admirably, I think, towards the end of the season, I do expect him to be on the move. You touched on it earlier, and I have the same kind of note. Running backs that change teams, it's a huge risk. So anything that you got for him this past offseason is going to be leaps and bounds above what you're going to get or what he's going to be sold for this offseason.
And I hate him on the Ravens.
So... Yeah, I could definitely see him there. So either way, it's going to be. Last year was the time to sell. Hopefully, you guys did. And if you were somebody that sold him, you saw big time returns for a guy that kind of fell off the map.
Yeah. So I looked at this award like, who do I want to hand this award to as my number one sell? Not who would have been the best sell before the year.
So who you want to sell now?
Who you want to sell now?
Like my number one,
but. You don't win an award for what's going to happen. Yeah. You win an award for what happened.
Yeah, you looked at it wrong.
I looked at it wrong.
Garrett, go.
Well, it sounds like Rich is not going to win this award.
I looked at it as an award like, hey, I'm handing you this award like you're the number one sell. Like when you're walking out, you're like, hey, I'm the number one sell.
So you would pick somebody that did really well this year.
Yes.
Well, why don't you save that person for your sell
for the sells episode?
No, this is a shame award.
Yeah, this is a shame award.
Oh.
It's fell off.
I'll go. Think if you have one.
I had Rashad White there.
So I mean, that's not bad looking at it the way you look at it. Yeah, but
I've got reasons, but okay.
All right, so I'll go.
Save it for next week.
And mine was also technically a player I never actually sold, but a player I skipped over a lot. So in a way, I kind of sold them because I could have drafted.
I could have drafted.
I chose to continually draft CJ Stroud, and that's Bryce Young.
Okay.
Bryce Young was my sell of the year. Lots of people, I think. Pretty much consensus. He was the quarterback too in fantasy leagues this year, dynasty leagues this year in your rookie draft. And he ended up coming up with a good old 10.4 points per game.
Blah.
Yeah. CJ Stroud, 18.7.
Woo.
So not even in the same ballpark. He's just barely ahead of Kirk Cousins, who only played through week 8 in total points.
Is there any saving that guy? Is there any?
It's going to be tough. We'll talk about it a little bit in the next show, but it's.
You never know.
I like that tease.
We'll see.
Being quick on my toes, I have a new nominee.
Okay.
Because now that I know the criteria.
Those beautiful toes.
Look at those.
Twinkly toes.
You know, you got OnlyFans type toes.
You got some pretty toes.
Somebody's got to pay for those Super Bowl. If you like toes, let me know. Because these toes need to get to the Super Bowl.
Call the Mary Beth hotline.
Now that I know the criteria here, this is an easy one for me too.
Okay.
And everybody who had been extremely happy with this sell, and if you're in a Superflex league, it would have easily been Aaron Rodgers, where, you know, contenders are looking, like you have an older player, you're trying to get him off your roster.
He got hurt. It doesn't matter.
It does not matter. Remember, just like the touchdowns, it does not matter.
This is not the same.
Hey, you went like you traded away.
You make your case. First. Jared over here.
Let me make my case. Yeah, go ahead.
Let him make his
Kanye
case.
West over my Tay Tay. Come on.
You know a lot about Taylor Swift. It seems like
I am. I'm a Swiftie. And you know this is a player that if you went, they have Breece Hall. They bring in all the weapons he wants. He the GM. The hype is out of control. For New York Jets. You know our friend Nick he's a stack. They think they're going to the Super Bowl. He's talking smack. And then. He finished the year at negative points. like the four plays in the season and he's out for the year and your dynasty hopes are over if you made the move for him. So the best sell you could have made, because literally if you get a box of cookies, you won.
I mean,
so
in most cases, say Daniel Jones.
In most cases, a box of cookies.
No, because he scored points.
I was just twisting the knife a little bit.
So your fantasy disappointment should have been...
Daniel Jones will be back, baby.
Sure. Hey,
I am now the treasurer of the A-Rod. Fan club.
Becoming a value.
He will be the back.
It's a little dart throw.
It's a dart throw. Yeah. Do the Giants draft a quarterback is the question.
I asked that question like weeks ago and you laughed at me.
Yeah, because TJ is the man. He's got guaranteed money next year. And listen,
also, I said about Kenny Pickett.
That team was abysmal. Ooh. Their defense didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, Kenny Pickett.
Ooh.
Is he starting this weekend?
Ooh.
He is not. Mason Rudolph is.
Garrett, who was your sell?
Is he healthy?
And Rudolph still starting? I have no idea. I think he is, though. But Mason
Rudolph. Jacobs.
Josh Jacobs.
And I had Aaron Rodgers with a lot of in-depth thought about it.
And knowledge.
I'm just going to say you all win on this one.
Yes.
I don't like any of them.
I want to buy all of those plays.
None of them win. All right, so the MVP, you kind of let the cat out of the bag. Clearly Christian McCaffrey, right? All three of us.
No. I'm just double checking here. I'm just gonna double.
Yeah, yeah. Recount the ballots.
Double check here, Christian McCaffrey. Well,
look for a hanging Chad.
Christian McCaffrey.
All right, 24.46 points per game in PPR leagues. He offers the biggest advantage at a premium position, right? Hard to find those.
I won all my leagues where I had Christian McCaffrey.
Kyren Williams is the only player that was even nipping at his heels, and he was 3 points per game below him. All the other players were 7 to 9 points behind him that were still running back once. No, I didn't. 7 to 9 points behind him on a points per game basis that were the other running back ones. That is a ridiculous advantage. He's the MVP. Based off that alone.
101 more points than running back two, Breece Hall. 101 more points.
It's hilarious that his worst game of the season was in the championship game when they're just like, you're kind of dinged up. Don't go back in. And he still had 13.1 points.
His worst game of the year.
13.1 points.
Followed by his second worst game of the year was week six where he scored 14 points. And then he scored 16 points once.
No, week five, he had 13.8 against the Browns.
It's right? All over.
Wasn't that against the Browns?
Yeah, banged on up. The 20s.
Coming we in and out of the game. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's the MVP. What a great buy he was up those couple of years. And there's no sign of slowing him down. And definitely in that offense, he'll win forever. He's the GOAT.
Forever.
As long as he's healthy, he's stardom and enjoy.
Yeah. Yep. So that's it. That's our award show. Thanks for listening. Make sure you check out the Nerd Herd. Make sure, it's rookie season. There's no better time to join the Nerd Herd than right now to get in that film room. We just had a huge, massive film room update. We uploaded hundreds of film. Any rookie you want to watch film on right now, this is the place to be in the Dice Nerds film room. Watch every single player, all their games, all 22 film. And again, you can watch a game in 5 minutes, right? Like you go in there, you pick Marvin Harrison Jr. And what you see is all 22 film of every snap that he was on. If he was in that play till the play is over, you watch the snap that he's in there. Mm-hmm. So you can watch a game in 5 minutes. We have, if you're in the industry and you watch film, use our film room. If you play Dynasty and you're really in you watch film, use our film room. There's no better way to judge a rookie. You can read all the scouting reports you want. You can read all the analytics you want. But nothing tells you more than watching the film. And we talk about it all the time. It's not just the plays where they're getting the ball. It's plays that they don't get the ball as well. Yeah,
it shows a lot about their character as a football player.
Yep. It's one of the things like you didn't like Jamar Chase as much because of what you saw when he didn't have the ball.
Yeah, Jalen Reagor hated what I saw
when
he was not. Judy.
There's no better way to drop a deuce
than watching the film room. It's and now you get the Dynasty GM, which was the best Dynasty tool out there right now. You get so much more as well, but right now the most important thing you're going to get coming up with the Nerd Score as well is a Dynasty Nerds film room. Absolutely. Check it out. It's for the price of a cup of coffee. You can watch hundreds of hours of film right now. So even if you just want to dive in there for a month, check it out. You know, there's no promo code, so pay for the full cup of coffee. All right, 'tis the season of being poor because you spend all your money on holidays. But, you know, what's another $5? Yeah, so we'll be back next week. Actually, we'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Talking Dynasty Fantasy Football.
Adios.